Hi everyone, welcome back to You Interview Me with me, Wilson Komala. This is episode 6 of You Interview Me. Today we are going to answer questions by somebody from Singapore. She asked, you mentioned that you are in biomedical before, so have you done any work and any work related biomedical, and why do you leave? Yeah, so for the benefit for some of you that just tuning in, I'm actually a biotech and biomedical honors degree holder, but currently I'm not doing anything related. Upon graduations, I actually joined a research company. This research commercial company focusing on medical detection kit, sequencing, and oligo or synthetic DNA for some of you that do not know what is oligo. It's a synthetic DNA of a pre-planned sequence that you can use for other experiment. I am posted initially in the manufacturing department or production department, where I make a detection kit for topical and infectious disease. Then after that, I request a transfer because production is very very boring and it's very repetitive. So I decided to request transfer to R&D department, research and development. And then on research and development, we are really focusing on to improve the current existing product, and also to discover the new product range or new version that have more sensitivity, and then a faster run or rapid detection if possible. On my course of 2 years, I did a lot of DNA extractions, a lot of productions, a lot of projects with hospital and government agencies, as well as pharmaceutical company. One project in particular that really interesting I feel is a project on hepatitis C. It's kind of pharmacogenomics related, so we need to detect a certain sequence of DNA before the drugs can be administered, because only those people with that sequence of DNA will have effect. I also did some strange DNA rich extraction. I extracted almost like 5 to 6 thousand stool sample to extract the DNA for a nutrition project for infant and babies. On the second questions of why I decided to move out from biomedical, firstly, I feel my strength is really on talking, communications, as well as management. And also, those three things is the things that I really like to do the most. So, while I prayed for it, I planned for it, a few doors open. So when I step out, the first role that I look for is actually sales role, because many people, including my dad, say that sales is when you learn the most. So I decided to take that advice, and yeah, after that, more and more door opens, more opportunities, and then I can select which I want to focus on, and it leads to where I am now. But I'm saying this not saying that biomedical is not a good industry to work with, and it saves a lot of lives. It really gives a lot of value to the community. I think it's just whenever you do some work, passion is one of the most important things. I think that somebody said that work on something that you love until that work don't feel like work, and that's when you find the right job. Yeah, thank you for tuning in, and for those of you that just came to listen, you interview me. Feel free to leave any questions through email, comment sections, and then on the next episode, I will randomly select one question to go through, and I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.